I don't know if you've ever noticed how many words we have in the English language for complain. Objecting, criticizing, moaning, grumbling, whining in the gospel today, murmuring, and the list goes on and on. Yeah, I think the reason for that is because complaining is something that transcends the human experience. Like, everybody is good at complaining. Little kids, they're experts at it. Teenagers, they're awesome at complaining. Moms, dads, brothers, sisters, teachers, students, seminarians, priests, like, we are all good at complaining. Like, we all can do that. But it's not something we should be very proud of as human beings. It is something that comes very natural to us. But it's not something that the Lord wants us to, like, be really, really good at. In the Eucharistic prayer that I'm going to use today, Eucharistic Prayer 4, there's a line in there that we thank the Lord for sending Jesus to take on our humanity, who's like us in all things but sin. Okay, and Jesus isn't very good at whining or complaining either. We don't see many occasions of that in the Gospels. And why is that? Because whining and complaining in its essence it's evil. It's sinful. It's not something that we should be proud at. It's not something that we should be good at. But for some reason it is. And in the readings today, we hear a couple of examples of people who are pretty good at whining and complaining. The first reading, Elijah goes on a day's journey in the desert and is tired and worn out and says, "Oh man, this is too hard. I just wish I would die." You're prophet Elijah. Like, you're one of the best prophets in the Old Testament. Why are you complaining? And the Lord does this amazing thing that He does so many times in our lives, where He gives Elijah the ability to take a nap under a tree, and when he wakes up, the angel brings him the bread and the water. And Elijah's like, "All right, I'm good now." And he goes on and he walks for how long? 40 days and 40 nights until he reaches Mount Horeb. The Lord says to us, "Look, if you complain and you whine, just remember, I'm the God who made you. I'm the God who walks with you, and everything is going to be okay." In the gospel today, the Jews that are gathered there, that hear Jesus speak, that saw Him feed 5,000 people, Jesus says, "I am the bread that has come down from heaven." And they say, "Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa." They murmur, they whine, they complain. How could this man give his... How can he be the bread of life? How can he give his flesh for us? It doesn't make any sense. And Jesus calls him on it and He says, "Stop murmuring, stop whining, stop moaning, stop complaining. I am the Son of God. I'm going to give you the gift of the bread of life. And I'm going to give you this wonderful gift as a promise that I'm going to be with you forever." And so the people that are gathered there, they whine. They complain. And Jesus, instead of like cut them off and saying, "All right, I'm out of here," He says, "Let me explain to you why I'm here. Let me explain to you what I'm going to give you." And He also calls to mind the occasion of the ancestors. The Israelites, as they're wandering in the desert, there's no crops for them to grow. There's no food really easily accessible in the desert. So what does God do for them? He rains down manna. Every day the Israelites wake up, they don't have to work for the food. It just shows up. And they just pick it up and they eat it. And what do they do to Moses when he's leading them through the desert? The Israelites say, "Man, we're tired of this boring food. We're sick and tired of it. It's boring. It's bland." And the Lord says, "Look, what do you want of me? We're good at whining. We're good at complaining, but we don't have to be." And what the Lord gives us today in the Eucharist is He gives us a remedy for our whining. And that's the gift of the Eucharist. He says, "You want to moan, you want to complain, you want to whine, that's fine. But let me give you something. Let me give you the bread of life. Let me give you my very flesh, my very blood." And He doesn't give us to us like a pacifier. He's like, "All right, I'm tired of you whining here, take this." That's not what He does. The Eucharist is more than that. The Eucharist is the bread of life that's been given to us. The Eucharist is the gift that the Lord says to us, "Look, I know life is hard. I know it's difficult. I know you're carrying a lot of stuff. But let me give this to you. My body, my blood, my soul, my divinity, I give to you as a promise of everlasting life." We come to the Lord because sometimes we have things in our lives that make us complain, that make us murmur, that make us moan and groan. And we come to the Lord and say, "Lord, I don't know what to do with all this, but I bring it to you. I lay it at your foot. I say, Lord, I need you." And the Lord, in His incredible love and mercy for us, takes all of our complaining, takes all of our whine, and takes all of the things that give us problems. And he says, let me take this. And in exchange, I give to you the bread of life, my very self. I give this to you because I want you to experience the joy and the love that I have for you. My friends, we come to the Lord every week because we know He can make us whole. We come to the Lord week after week because we are broken, because we're lost, because we have things in this life and in this world that give us good reason to complain and to object and to criticize. And we come before the Lord because we don't know where else to go with this. So we come here to the one who is the bread of life, to the one who takes away our sins, to the one who shed His blood for us. We come before the Lord because we're lost, because we're afraid, because we're alone. And the Lord says to us, I'm with you. I'm here for you. He says, don't complain. Don't worry. Don't whine. I got you. The Lord gives us this opportunity to trust in Him. There's nothing He can't help us with. He helped Elijah in the first reading, one of the great prophets. He helped the apostles and the disciples that were gathered there at the feeding of the 5. He helped the Israelites as they made it through the desert. He's going to help you. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever difficulties, whatever troubles, the Lord is here. And He gives us this incredible gift of the Eucharist as food for our journey. This wonderful gift to us to say, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. I'm here with you. Don't worry. Do not be afraid. I'm here. One of the things that I'm struggling with lately, and maybe some of you are as well, about a month ago, there was a bishop of Washington, D.C., who was also a bishop in New Jersey, that engaged in some behavior that was not becoming of a bishop. And that kind of behavior is painful to me as a priest. It's painful to the whole body of Christ, that as we seek to follow the Lord, we know that there's a brokenness in humanity. We know that there's trouble and strife. But we can't let that take away from where we're trying to go. And in my own struggles and in my own prayer about this situation, I'm lost too. And I come to the Lord complaining and whining like, Lord, why? Why do these things keep happening to our church? And the Lord's been holding me up. And the Lord's going to hold us up. So that whatever's broken in us, whatever's broken in our community, in our society, whatever's broken in the mystical body of Christ, the Lord says, I'm here. It's going to be okay. Let me give to you my body, my blood, my soul, and my divinity. He gives us this incredible gift of the Eucharist to heal us, to give us strength, to help us to trust in Him. So as we continue our prayer today, we bring to the Lord all of the things that hurt us, all of the things that pain us, all of the things that cause us to groan and to murmur. And we say, Lord, we can't do it without You. We need You. And the Lord is always listening. He listens to our complaints. He listens to our whining. He listens to our groanings. And He says, I'm here. It's going to be okay. May the Lord's love come into our hearts today. May our reception of the Eucharist today help us to trust in Him. May it help us to curtail our whining and our complaining so that we can faithfully follow the Lord. He loves us a lot. And He tells us nothing is going to change His mind. Nothing is going to stand in the way of His love for us.